This is Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating cardiovascular clearance on patient last name Wall, W-A-L-L, first name Shantay, C-H-A-N-T-A-Y, date of birth August 7, 1979, date of evaluation May 14, 2026, referring physician Dr. Hyatt, the H, correction, chief complaint, 46-year-old female seen preoperatively, left ankle surgery, the HBI. The patient is a 46-year-old female who reports an injury dating to July 23, 2023. She was initially noted to have had a fracture, period. She was treated conservatively, period. X-rays, however, revealed consistent edema, period. MRI ultimately performed, and this demonstrated a ligamental tear, period. The patient is now anticipated to undergo surgery, period. She has had no cardiovascular symptoms. She denies chest pain or shortness of breath. However, she does have lupus and reports having had a recent flare-up, period. Her past medical history includes one SLE, next number mixed connective tissue disease, next number adjustment disorder, mixed anxiety, period, past surgical history, tubal ligation 2005, medications, escitalopram 10 milligrams, one daily, fluticasone 2 spray in the nostril daily, vitamin B12 one daily, fluocinolone 0.05% applied BID, magnesium gluconate 5 milligrams half HS, saccharomyces 250 milligrams, triamcinolone cream 0.1% applied PRN, estradiol 0.05 milligrams patch apply twice weekly, coenzyme Q10 one daily, gabapentin 300 milligrams in the morning to take 2 HS, progesterone 100 milligrams one daily, sertraline 25 milligrams one daily, lorazepam 0.5 milligrams PIN, Vyvanse, V-Y-V-A-N-S-E, 50 micrograms one daily, hydroxyzine 25 milligrams, 1 to 2 every 8 hours PRN, hydroxychloroquine 200 milligrams one daily, ibuprofen 800 milligrams 8 hours PRN. Allergies, penicillin results in rash. Family history, maternal grandmother had lung and brain cancer, brother had brain cancer. Social history, patient quit smoking in 2009, denies marijuana use, there is no alcohol use. Review of systems, constitutional, patient reports fatigue, weight gain, night sweats, period, eyes, severe contact, oral cavity, upper dentures noted to be present, respiratory, there is occasional cough, There is cardiovascular, there's palpitations, gastrointestinal, there's nausea, diarrhea, genitourinary, there's frequency, neurologic, there's headache and dizziness, psychiatric, there is nervousness, depression, and insomnia. Endocrine, there is change in her hair texture. It is thinner. She has polyuria, period. Physical examination, blood pressure 100/55, pulse 100, respiratory rate 18, height 61 inches, weight 157.6 pounds, period. In general, patient is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress, period. Data review, ECG reveals sinus rhythm 98 beats per minute and is otherwise unremarkable. The impression, this is a 46-year-old female seen preoperatively for left knee injury, period. Patient was initially noted to have a injury of the left ankle on July 23rd, 2003, period. This is occurred while she was working at the USPS, period. The patient was pushing a mail cart down a ramp and the cart hit an uneven concrete at the bottom, causing her left ankle to twist inward. She experienced immediate pain and crunching sensation. Initial x-ray revealed non-displaced comminuted fracture of the lateral malleolus of the left ankle, period. She had been followed at podiatry at Kaiser and remained in a boot until post-injury, period. Patient, as noted, had recent MRI, which apparently showed ligamental tear, period. She is anticipated to undergo surgery for same, period. She is felt to be clinically stable for her procedure, period. She is cleared for saying, signed, Dr. Rollington Ferguson.